I wanted to ask you another difficult question about, if not hesitancy, just the signs of pandemic weariness, where we now have a number of states that have lifted mask restrictions. We have a number of people who are wanting to prematurely, in many cases, get together not wearing masks. And we have the situation that variants are afoot in the country, variants of the wild virus type, the coronavirus. And the head of the CDC yesterday was in a press conference and frankly becoming emotionally wrought that people are jumping ahead before we've gotten to the end of the pandemic. And because of that, we're seeing case increases, surges, if you will, in parts of the country. And she just said that we're almost there, but not quite yet. So I'm asking you to hold on a little longer, to get vaccinated when you can, and to do everything you can to follow what's gotten those of us that have stayed healthy throughout to keep staying healthy. And that's things as basic as wearing masks and social distancing. So do you have anything to add to her thoughts on this?
I do, yeah. So a couple of data points that might help people kind of hang in there, just as you said, a little bit longer. You know, I think of this, and I think I've said this before, this is sort of like a marathon, and we are at the tail end, and we sure don't want to quit doing what we're doing now. We want to get to that finish line where everybody is safe, and we can more or less return to normal life. So one of those data points is that at this point, so as of March 23rd, the Department of Health has identified about 82 people who were fully vaccinated but had what we are calling breakthrough infections with COVID illness. Some of those people, 42 of those 82, were asymptomatic. And so the point here is that you could be fully vaccinated and still be infectious, still get infected with COVID and not know it. And so we still just need to do everything we can to protect those people that are at risk and have not been vaccinated yet. So that's one data point. The other is I receive weekly influenza statistic updates. And if you look at those year-to-year graphs of what seasonal influenza has done, this year, that graph line is right at the bottom and just staying at a very, very flat level. And the reason for that,
let me guess,
is because of all these mitigation measures we're doing. Exactly. We're wearing masks. We're keeping our distance. The kids have not been in school. We want to get the kids back to school. So I'm certainly not saying we should do that, you know, keep the kids out of school during flu season. But in order to kind of really understand how to minimize that infection transmission, the flu statistics give us a really good picture of why and how this is working.
That information about the folks that have been vaccinated still perhaps, especially asymptomatically, becoming infected and being able to pass it on definitely puts a little damper on some of the enthusiasm that people have for getting vaccinations so that they can hang out unmasked with people. A listener wrote in with a question for me, Sarah, and maybe I could pose it for everybody in the audience to hear, and maybe you could comment on it. The listener says that CDC guidelines say that vaccinated people can hang out with members of one household of unvaccinated people indoor and without a mask. Does that mean one at a time, that you can hang out with one person or one family one day and a different one the next? Or are you supposed to pick somebody and only hang out with them for the duration? I know this is subject to change, and what you just told us about that transmission makes me hesitant to ask this. I'm not trying to give people more reasons to be lax, but what is your understanding about the ability to visit with unvaccinated people?
Yep, so that's an excellent question. The guidance says that fully vaccinated households can gather with unvaccinated households of people that are at low risk and not use masks, not worry about social distancing, etc.
Yeah.
There is no guidance yet about, you know, can you get together with one family one day and another family the next day if you are fully vaccinated and they are not. But if we use common sense, it makes sense not to do that.
Right.
Because you are potentially then carrying that virus from that first family to that next family.
Right. Even if you don't detect any symptoms whatsoever in yourself, there's always that. There is some level, although we know that infectiousness seems to be dramatically lowered, but it is not eliminated from being vaccinated.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay.
And so as much as I'd love to tell people, take your masks off, have a good time, we need to just hang in there a little longer. You know, I can't say when the very last person in the state or in the county will get their final dose and 2 weeks later we'll all be good to go. I can't tell you when that's going to be, but it is coming soon. We have been at this for more than a year, and we're just asking people to hang on a bit longer until we are all protected.
I certainly appreciate that perspective, and it sounds like, you know, if there is over 3,000 folks who still haven't had a first dose yet, that you're going to be looking at. Is there much Johnson & Johnson making its way to Lake County? Is that not even on our options list yet?
You know, it's not here yet, and there's a fairly limited supply of it. My understanding from listening to one of the governor's updates is that at that point, which was a couple of weeks ago now, that they are going to prioritize that vaccine for populations that are hard to bring back for a second dose.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we have not seen any of that vaccine yet, and we don't know when we might, but we do have Moderna and Pfizer coming in regularly.
Yes.
And really encourage people to get whatever vaccine is offered as soon as they're able.
And the reason I brought it up, Sarah, is I was trying to do a little computation of just how many more thousands of shots might need to be administered by your incredible Lake County team. And it's going to be in the many thousands. And so you guys are showing no signs of having been exhausted by this. You're ready to follow through for the duration, even if it's 7,000 more shots. I take
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. In the weeks when we don't get as much vaccine, we feel a little bit at loose ends and wish that we had much more and could do clinics, you know, most days of the week. We really want to get this done for everybody and get beyond this as quickly as everybody else does.
Well, I am rooting for you folks to have time fly for you then. If you get a little restless on those slow weeks, I hope that you have a lot of business and then can take a bigger relax. Relaxation at the end of who knows when you declare mission accomplished. I think the challenge is there that the rest of the country is in different trajectories and many nations of the world still are so far from really getting started. So we are actually, when it comes to the whole pandemic, a long way off. But in the U.S., some of us have more light to look to the end of the tunnel for. So we have to keep that in perspective. It's a worldwide phenomenon.
Absolutely. And, you know, when it feels hard because you can't get into a clinic when you want to, remember that in this country we are so fortunate to have enough vaccine for everybody. Not, you know, we can't get it into arms all at once, but we are so fortunate. Just like you said, Leo, there are some countries that haven't even begun. There are countries who do not have the infrastructure to manage the vaccine storage and transport.
Yeah.
So we are really, really fortunate.
Yeah, hopefully we can be part of an international mutual aid situation of bringing the means to do that to those folks.
Absolutely.
And thank you for your part in the local scene of making a huge difference in this response to the pandemic. Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a privilege, and it's exciting. Yes, it's exhausting, but it is really exciting to be able to do this for the community.
Thanks again, Sarah. We'll check in the midst of the flurry of activity now that 16 plus folks in Minnesota are eligible. I'm just hoping that business keeps cooking along for you and your team.
Thank you, Leo. You take care of yourself.
You too. Okay. Take care now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Sarah Preston. She's the Lake County Public Health Nurse who's been coordinating the pop-up clinics that have brought COVID-19 vaccinations to close to 40% of the population of Lake County already, and over 76% of our 65-plus population have received at least their first dose. This is Leo for KTWH.